Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, I'm looking forward to being in Cleveland this Shabbos, so I'm recording the 10-minute Musar a little bit earlier during the week, and I'd like to focus Bezras Hashem and ask some basic questions and highlight a topic that we've already discussed before, but see it through the eyes of some fascinating psukim, as well as from the perspective of our Gedolei Torah and Gedolei Halacha. The Torah HaKadosha tells us in regards to Shabbos, Perichov Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, Sheishes Yomin Tase Masecha, Uvayoyim HaShvii Tishbois, very familiar, the mitzvah of Shabbos, L'man Yanuach Sharcha V'chamerecha V'inafesh Ben HaMoscha V'hagir. There's a requirement for us to rest on Shabbos as well as making sure that our animals rest and those Gerim amongst us also rest. Now, it's very interesting that there's an emphasis specifically for Shvisas HaGer and Shvisas HaBehema. It was reflected in last week's Parsha Naseres HaDibros. It'll be reflected in Parshas Vaschanan as well. What is the reason for the emphasis that the Torah HaKadosha goes out of its way, see the Svarna for his explanation, for the emphasis, Dafka, of not only the individual resting, but also all of his possessions, his children also to rest. In fact, the question becomes heightened when we keep in mind that in Simon Reish Mem Vav, there is a big machlokes rishonim, whether the iser of mechamer, loading up one's animal, the requirement to make sure that one's animal rests, whether that applies on Yom Tov as well as on Shabbos. The opinion of the Ramah lehalacha is that the iser of mechamer only applies on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. The Sharet Zion, where the Ramah quotes this, in the beginning of Chelek Gimel, I believe in Siman Reish Mem Vav over there, and it also appears in Siman Tav Tzadi Hey, says that only the Isser of the Lamites Melachos, according to these opinions, apply on Yom Tov. Of course, with the exception of Ochel Nefesh. However, when it comes to other components of Shabbos, like Shvisas Hager, one would assume, as well as the Chiyuv of Mechaber, Mayri V'Rabbi, Rav Nevinzal Shlit, I discussed it with him this morning, and he thought it would be logical that those who are Mekel on Mechaber would also say that the Yisr of Shvisas Hager L'Chura would not apply. And that also begs a question. Why is it that when it comes to Yom Tov, all of these halachos do not apply? There's another difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Tzarech Yu number 3. And that is, there's a famous Ramban in Parshas Emor where the Ramban says that the Torah refers to the Yisurei Melacha on Yom Tov in a different way than it does on Shabbos. Here the Torah HaKadosha said that you're supposed to rest, L'man Yanuach, and there's a requirement for us to rest from Melacha, Lo Sasech O Melacha. However, when it comes to Yom Tov, there the Torah uses the expression, Kol Melechas Avoida Lo Yisasu. In fact, the Ramban says, when the Torah permitted in Parshas Bo, Melechas Ochel Nefesh, those are all things that are Avoda, that are done in the house. The prohibition of Yom Tov is to do Melechas Avoda, Melecha that's done in the field. What is it about Yom Tov and Shabbos that the Isser Melacha are defined entirely differently? To answer all of these questions and to get to Yesod in Musar, let's ask a very famous question that we've discussed in the past and develop it again, because these are Dvarim Yesodim in our Emunah and in our Avodas Hashem, as well as Yesodos in Halacha and Lamdos. Why is it that on Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves is Aser? The halacha is that if an individual is schlepping a sofa from one end of the house to the other end of the house on Shabbos, one is not going to be over an Isur Daraisa. But if he takes out a pen and he writes two letters, so then in such a case, he violated an Isur Daraisa. Rav Soloveitchik, in a beautiful shir, very, very basic but beautiful shir, explained that when it comes to Isurei Daraisa on Shabbos, the Isur of Daraisa, Meleches Machsheves, is specifically creative acts, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be creative in 6 days, and the Lashon of Rav Nevinzal Shlita and Asicha and Parshas Kisisa that we're going to quote from as well later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a shutaf with Him. Rav Soloveitchik developed this idea in The Lonely Man of Faith as well. God wants us to be a partner with Him on 6 days, but on the seventh day, He wants us to seize from our partnership. He wants us to reflect on our creative prowess and keep it in check and realize that the source of all creativity comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And Rav Soloveitchik gave a very, very powerful example of this. He said, nuclear energy, we're talking in the 50s, is something that powers the world, that has tremendous positive and beautiful gains for society, but at the same time, and we're facing the brink of it. Our prime minister here in Arzenu HaKadosh is trying to go to Congress to discuss this, that God forbid if nuclear energy falls into the wrong hands, then mankind can destroy itself. On Shabbos, there's a requirement that everything cease, all creativity cease. Actions in the house, that's fine. But creative acts, because man needs to reflect on his creativity. Because God forbid if he doesn't, then that creativity can become an extremely destructive force. In the Lashon of Meiri V'Rabbi, Rav Nemetzal Shlita, in the Sichos, and Parshas Kisisa, Mitoch Dmama Ha'asiya, through the silence of actions, Nigle Kvod Shamayim B'Tifarto, that reveals the honor of God. Ki Kasher Kol Ha'aretz, notice his words, Kol Ha'aretz, Nacha, Ushovetet Mimlachta, Kal Yoter Lakir Et Adon Habriya. By being entirely silent, everything around us silent, including the ger and your behema, then in such a case, then one could begin to reflect on one's own creativity and the source of all creativity. I mentioned in the past the Shabbos app, the controversy of the Shabbos app. Whether it's permissible or whether it's not, we've gone through that. How could it possibly be that if there isn't a single Rav that is going to be matir, something like that, something that on the advocate's website constitutes 5 potentially surei d'orais and 2 potentially surei d'rabbanon, then in such a case, how could it be mutter? But more than that, let us say that it's all grama. Rav Nevinsal Shlita has a fantastic ha'ara in the beginning of Simin Shin Ches, to his Mishnah Brura. And there he points out that when it comes to grama, it could very well be that if someone does malacha all day on Shabbos through grama, he's not over one of the 39 malachos, but he's medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam that he's over the Isur Doraisa of Laman Yonuach, the requirement for him to rest. In other words, if you take a look in the Lashon HaRambam, in the end of Perek Chaf Gimel and Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says there is an Isur D'Rabbanan to be metaltal objects that you're not allowed to on Shabbos. And the Rambam says, and one who is metaltal all day violates the Din L'man Yanuach. Says Rav Nevinsal Shlita, there are 2 levels of muktzah. There is muktzah of those things that are tiltal, and then there's someone whose entire day, whether in malachos, or by creating an environment that is not called mamadaka, that doesn't have the silence of being with God, that's the violation of Laman Yanuach. And I want to argue that even if the Shabbos app is entirely mutter, technically in all of the 39 malachos, it doesn't qualify as a maisa malacha, but doing malachos throughout Shabbos as grama is a violation according to my Rebbe of Laman Yanuach. Now we could go back to the psukim and the contrast to Yom Tov. Yom Tov is not about creating that silence in nature. In fact, Yom Tov is about us creating the day. When it comes to Shabbos, God created Shabbos and we respond to it. The bracha that we make is Mekadesh HaShabbos. However, the Rambam writes that if Klal Yisrael doesn't keep Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, yes, in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't say in America, but if Klal Yisrael, God forbid, doesn't keep Eretz Yisrael, Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, then it doesn't have an identity of Yom Tov. it's not a chiyuv of noticing the silence in nature, but it's about showing that this day is unique. And if an ochal nefesh, one's wife, is going to cook a beautiful meal, then it's going to be mutter. The violation of Yom Tov is specifically Meleches Avodah. The creative acts are not prohibited, but rather we rest in a way that we show that the day is unique. Therefore, it's not a chiyuv on one's behema of making sure that everything under our purview is supposed to be silent, but rather we as individuals show that the day is unique. What would come out, and I ask this to Rav Neman Sal Shlita, what would come out is that it could very well be that the din of then of Laman Yanuach might not apply as well. Because the halacha of Laman Yanuach is describing malachos being done around him. Some person's going to come away from our whole talk, and he's going to say, one thing he's going to come away with is that we said that it's permissible to use the Shabbos app on Yom Tov, a Yom Tov app. But that, of course, is not our agenda. You know, it reminds me, the halachos here is not what we're trying to bring out at all. What we're trying to bring out is the machshava. Halacha could be very, very sticky. It could be very, very nuanced. There was once a story that someone came to the vacation of the Stolner Rebbe and the Briska Rav. They were both vacationing in the same place in Europe. And there was a Stolner Rebbe's aliyah, and he looked into the Sefer Torah, and he motioned to the Gabbai during his aliyah to stop, and what appeared to him a psul in the Sefer Torah, he motioned to the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav came over, and the Briska Rav went like this to continue on. So afterwards, the Stalner Rebbe said to him, Rav and Brisk, he said, you're known to be a machmir, not a mekel. Here, the Sefer Torah seemed to be problematic according to many opinions. So the Briska Rav said, well, at the end of the day, when it comes to the Sefer Torah, there is opinion of the Rambam that says as long as the majority of the Sefer Torah is kosher, it's going to be kosher. However, what was going to happen if we were going to follow the other opinions? It was possible according to other opinions. Then they would go bring another Sefer Torah. They would go out and bring another Sefer Torah. And the Erev is possible according to all of the Deis. It's possible according to everybody. Shabbos is a time to reflect. To stop and reflect in everything that relates to our relationship with Kudsha Brichu and to those that are dear around us. In Varka, Rabbi Yitzchak Lavarka, there are legends about when he was making Kiddush during the Zman HaMenucha, that the Hasidim would come to be in with the Tish and the Rebbe would gaze in the Kais. Alpi Hasidus, looking into the Kais is a time not simply to see whether the Yayin is kosher for Kiddush, but rather is a time of esponinus, a time of reflection. They say that it was an hour, the Rebbe was still looking in the Kais, 2 hours, then eventually many of the Hasidim left. Legend has it the next morning the Hasidim came back and the Rebbe was still looking into the Kais. Amshinov is a tremendous, and we mentioned this in the past, is a tremendous tradition for us to learn from. I went to the Amshinov Rebbe's Tish on what was Matzai Shabbos, must have been 9, 10 o'clock. Parshas Toldos. And I turned to my cousin who's Mechutin with the Rebbe, and I asked him, it's interesting minhag that they sing Kariba, which generally we sing on Friday night. They sing at Shal Shutz. He said, no, you came a few minutes ago, the Rebbe just made Kiddush. Mamish like Rabbi Yitzchak Lavarka. What happens in Amshinov is that during Shabbos, we get frozen in that time. Frozen in the time of reflection on our creativity and what's really, really important in life. Rav Soloveitchik's Yisod was not something that was only intellectual. It was something that he experienced. He described that during the time of Raiva de Ravin, during the time of Shalashudas, he would try to sneak away from his house and go to the shtibel. I believe it was the Chabad shtibel. And he said the Chasidus and the Nigunim them is something that he'll never forget for the rest of his life. One time he said it was late and he turned to a majestic Jew with a beautiful beard, probably wearing a shtreimel. And he said to him, what time is Ma'ariv? And the Yid turned to him and said, do you want to chase Shabbos away? Soloveitchik, little barrel, chat. Shabbos is not something we chase away. Shabbos is a matana tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And then he turned to him and he said to him, the older holy Jew says to him, Beryl, do you recognize me? He had never seen him before. He says, no. Rav Soloveitchik got the shock of his lifetime. He said to him, I'm Yossel the Wasser Trugger, Yossel the water carrier. Soloveitchik said he saw Yossel the Wasser Trugger every day, but he looked entirely different. Yes, it was the chitzonius change. His beard was rolled up during the week. His peis were tucked in under his yarmulke, and he wasn't wearing a shtreimel. But there was something different, the Rav described, in his eyes. People became different people during Shabbos, where he came from. Soloveitchik said, in Boston, people are Shomer Shabbos. And Rav Soloveitchik was talking before Rabbi Ribiat. And I'm sure that there are many chumras that you and I have in our house that they didn't have in Boston at that time in Hilchos Shabbos. But the Rav said there was Shmirah Shabbos. But what's missing is the feeling of excitement of Erev Shabbos and the tinge of loss on Matzai Shabbos. I didn't grow up in a Haredi home. I'm sorry if I'm embarrassing my sister to bring out this point. Just to give you an example of how non-Haredi was, my father said that each child could choose their brand of Judaism they want, to the point, I don't know the details, she could fill you in, but to the point that there was a time that my little baby sister was wearing tzitzis. One day, my brother, who's now Rosh Chabura in Lakewood, he and my sister used to take piano lessons. They were walking into the piano lessons, and my brother says to his sister, Henela, your tzitzis is sticking out in the back of your skirt. But we grew up in a home where it was understood that Shabbos was a different time for a father and a mother and their family. Whenever I woke up on Shabbos morning, my father was bent over Sfarim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us one opportunity with our wives, with our children. If you're going to run away from Shabbos, is it any surprise that there are kids who are going to keep half Shabbos? That there are kids that are going to look to be mechallel Shabbos through grama? That they're going to keep all the 39 malachos but miss the essence of Laman Yanuach? The Laman Yanuach that was so prevalent in the shtetl, the Laman Yanuach that characterizes Klal Yisrael, to create a cold mama, beautiful silence, a silence with Kudsh Abrichu. The silence in which we finally pull ourselves away from all of the malacha, all of those creative and important responsibilities that we have in the 6 days of the week. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you a matana tova. And that matana tova is not orthodox lifestyle of 39 prohibited acts with all the Dinei Derabbanan and all the four volumes of Rabbi Ribiat Shlita. What it is something more subtle. It's the Laman Yanuach, the time with one's wife, the time with one's children, and the time with Kudsha Brichu. Ezer Hashem, we should be Zocha to be Mekadei Shem Shamayim, to truly internalize that Shabbos is different than Yom Tov. It's a Laman Yanuach in all parts of one's house. Laman Yanuach, Shorcha v'chamurecha v'inofesh ben amoscha v'hager, as we have in this week's parasha. Very different than the requirement of Yom Tov. The cold mama daka that Mori V'Rabbi described. Be'ez Hashem, by doing that, we'll begin to instill in our children a true emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's nothing else at the source of all of us than God Almighty and the tremendous gifts that He has given us. Good Shabbos.